Hot 91, it's Nugget and Al. Well, if you're a fan of the show Would I Lie To You, which has been in England, I think, since about 2007, so it's been a long-running panel show, great news is we have an Australian version, Nug, and it starts tonight on Channel 10.
Look, we're excited about this for a number of reasons, Albie. The English one, I've found it's one of those shows I've discovered by mistake on a Saturday night when you're flicking around. And then you go, what's this? And it's really, really funny. Australia's got its own version. It's being hosted by one of our dearest and closest friends, the magnificent Chrissy Swan.
Oh, Chrissy.
And joining her as one of the team captains, he's going to be doing a wonderful job. He's been in the entertainment business for a long time. So anyone knows about lying, it's this man, Chris Taylor. How are you, Chris?
I'm very well. How are you guys?
Very well.
Now, mate, you're at an immediate disadvantage here. As I said, because the panel, and we'll explain to the Hot family in a minute how the show works if they've never seen it, but because you're basically, the crux of it is trying to ascertain whether somebody is lying or not, given that all the guests on the show are either actors or performers in Australian television, do you immediately assume they're just lying anyway?
I just said everything was a lie. I thought that was a safe bet. And even more so when journalists were on it, they go, well, they're never going to tell the truth.
So it's, are you going to do an election edition one?
What's that?
Yeah. Get Albo and ScoMo on there. Do a pre-election edition. Get the worm out. That'd be a ratings bonanza.
Can you imagine a political version of it? Look, I'm like you. I just stumbled on this. And it's one of those shows that if you have Foxtel or the ABC secondary channel, it just seems the old repeats that it's always on loop. It seems to be just always on, and when you can't find anything to watch, Would I Lie To You, thank God, is sort of floating somewhere on the system. So I just started watching it too and completely fell in love with it. It's so playful, so addictive, and it's almost a perfect panel show because, as you say, for those that haven't seen it, celebrities on two opposing teams are asked to read out a card, and it's either a true story or a lie, and the other team just has to guess. And it's just the conviction with which people, you know, bring to a lie, and the sort of deflection they bring to their truth to put people off the scent. It's a really, really fun game of bluff. And yeah, actors were really good at it. People like Stephen Curry and Pia Miranda fooled me every single time. They brought every tool in their box, and just, you know, it's not really fair having an actor on the show. But yeah, when you sort of got, you know, people for whom it was a bit more left field, or comedians who tried to be overly tricky sometimes, then it got a couple of cracks. And but yeah, it was so much fun, and it's been a long time coming. But as you said in your intro, it's been running for a long time in Britain, and I think they're 15 seasons into it. So I was kind of surprised it's taken this long to come to Australia, and now it's finally here. I hope people get on board.
And Chris, I've always wanted to be a captain. I was never made a captain of anything at school. Which is, it's all point. But what do you do as a team captain? What's your role?
I don't know.
He'll find out tonight.
That's a good start.
I'm not a natural leader. I was turning to my fellow guests going, well, can you make a decision? Because I've got no idea.
I thought you might have the casting vote or something if they were stalemate.
He's always worked in groups, Albie. This is new for him.
In theory, I guess you have the casting vote. I tended to play it quite democratically. Like, there were times I vehemently disagreed with my teammates, but I didn't want to be that arse clown that, like, really went against them and then had egg on my face. So I generally went with the majority vote, knowing that any blowback from a wrong decision would be shared amongst us rather than me taking it all on the chin.
Well, Chris, I'm going to help you out here because clearly you've got no idea what you're doing. I've done some Googling because generally, are you good at picking whether people are lying or not? Are you a good poker player? Because I've done some research. This is an FBI for a human forensics expert with some tips on how to tell someone's lying. Mm-hmm. Have you got a HB pencil to jot these down? First and foremost, if someone's lying, they'll look up and to the right, apparently. Because that's your accessing the creative part of your brain subconsciously. So keep an eye out for that. apparently if people have an unusual rise or fall in the pitch of their voice, if they get very deep or very high, all of a sudden, apparently they're lying. Also, if they're covering their mouth or their eyes. Firstly, that's just weird on a TV show.
It is.
Straight off the bat. But that might be a good tell. If Frank Woodley starts talking and he's placing both of his hands over his eyes like a two-year-old playing hide-and-seek poorly, he could be lying, Chriso.
If Frank Woodley suddenly does the whole show wearing a balaclava and builds a brick wall up in front of his face, there's a chance
telltale
he
signs.
Might be lying. Now, we should mention all this before we were taping. Yeah. Where were you 4 months ago?
Where were we months ago? And look, we should mention as well, we said in the intro, one of our dear friends, someone in the Hot family knows very, very well from her years here on Hot 91, arguably our favourite person on the planet, Albie, the beautiful Chrissy Swan is hosting the show.
Yes, she is.
So, Chris, you get the singular joy of getting to regularly hear Australia's best laugh.
Oh, I know. And warmest hug and naughtiest stories and all of that. It was a joy to work with her. I envy you guys for spending the time that you did with her at your station. I'd never worked professionally with her, and it just made it so much more fun turning up to work. I mean, the show's already a great hoot. But, yeah, Chrissy Swan's like the best host on TV. She's so confident and lovely, and it was, really fun to do it with her.
Well, it'll be a lot of fun tonight. Who's Fair Dinkum? Who's Telling a Furphy? Would I Lie to You? Premiering on 10 and 10 Play on Demand, 8:30 or thereabouts tonight on Channel 10. And Chris Taylor, we thank you very much. Good luck as team captain tonight.
Yes, I'll try to brush up on my leadership skills if we ever get a second season.